Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Open your Bible, if you will. Two places in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26 and Luke chapter 15, if you would. Matthew chapter 26, Luke chapter 15. I hope we've got folks watching tonight on YouTube, and I hope they'll tune in and follow along, and if they can't get here, and so you pray for them, and I pray for that work. I appreciate the people that work in that area, back in the sound booth and taking care of it and all of that kind of thing. I know nothing about it. The only thing I know is that it irritates me when it doesn't work. Amen. You know, that's all I know. I just get irritated when it doesn't work. And so Matthew chapter 26, we don't want to preach to you tonight on something that all of us are guilty of. All of us are guilty of. So when we give the invitation, I expect everybody. No, I don't mean that. But I do say this. I believe we're all guilty of it. Now, some maybe more so than others, all right? Because I think it's one of the easiest things in the world to do, all right? Matthew 26, verse 8, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Then, if you will, Luke chapter 15, very familiar portion of Scripture, but just want to read one verse here, verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey unto a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. I really just simply want to preach to you tonight on wasted, or wasting, if you will. We're very familiar with waste in our day. That's the stuff we throw away, right? Things we throw away. Things that we look at that are waste, we consider it to be garbage. It's amazing, is sometimes treasure to other people. Absolute treasure. You put it out on the curb, and somebody will come by later and pick it up. All kinds of things like that. You know, you put it out there. I've had stuff that we've thrown away that we had no use for it. Now, there was nothing wrong with it. It was perfectly good. For instance, when we were moving from to where we live now, and trying to, you know, get rid of stuff that we hadn't used, I opened some barrels and I reached down in there, and great memories came flooding back. There were two rackets in there for playing ball, and racquetball, all right? And for playing racquetball. I remember I used to go play racquetball with sometimes with teenagers, we'd go play racquetball. It was a lot of fun until them sorry rascals started hitting the ball just to hit me. But we had a great time playing racquetball. And, man, I had two perfectly good rackets in there. One of them even had a zippered case, the whole nine yards. But I've tried to sell it in a yard sale. Nobody'd buy it. Racquetball used to be popular. Not so much popular anymore. All right? But they were perfectly good, all right? And other things like that. Well, sometimes you put stuff out. People come by. I've noticed if you put a lot of stuff out, you can tell somebody's come by and gone through it, right? And you know, there's always somebody digging around in the garbage, or what we've put out is garbage, and they're looking for it. And well, the truth of the matter is, we waste a lot of stuff in our day. That's why landfills are at a premium. They're everywhere. What will start out as a hole winds up as a mountain, and it's a mountain of waste, all right, literally. One of the things that always bothered me is the way we waste food. It irritates the fire out of me. We'll have a meal at church, and I'll see people go through a line and just cover their plate up, and later you see them throwing it in the trash can. I want to beat them, okay? I really do. I want to say, get it out of there and eat it, all right? You put it on your plate, eat it. You know, hey, if you don't, you say, well, I didn't like it. Well, why'd you dish out so much?
Amen.
You know, if I'm trying something,
yes, sir,
I don't get two scoops.
No, sir.
No. I take a little bit and I'll try it. If I like it, go back and get some more, you know. But people do that. Kids, they'll go through the line, load your plate up, throw it in the trash, all right? Won't eat it. That, it just drives me nuts, all right? We waste literally so much food that it is possible for people, and there are some people that do it, that live out of dumpsters.
That's right. Oh, yes.
They go through dumpsters and they're looking for, what's been thrown away. We were in Washington, D.C. It's been a good number of years ago. Bought a hot dog. The thing was the nastiest tasting hot dog ever tried to eat in my life. It was terrible. I think I ate two bites off of it, threw it in the trash. I promise you, it wasn't 5 minutes. I look back, here comes a guy through the track, going through the trash, pulled out my hot dog and ate it. Hey, we throw stuff away. But people come along, all right, they retrieve it, all right. Now, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing somebody can use what another throws away. Well, what I want to preach to you tonight about wasting tonight is something that you waste and I waste that nobody can come along, pick it up, use it. Because it's impossible. There's three things that God's people waste that nobody can come along, pick it up, and use it. It's not a racket to play racquetball with. It's not half of a half-eaten hot dog. I don't want to eat somebody else's half-eaten hot dog, but it's not that, all right? It's nothing like that. The first thing I want you to think about, go with me to Ephesians chapter 5, would you? Ephesians chapter 5. This is one thing that all of us have a certain amount of, and we don't know how much we have, and we have a tendency to waste, all right? Have a tendency to waste it. But you look there in Ephesians 5 and Colossians chapter 4. Both of these verses talk about the same thing. Notice Ephesians 5 verse 16. Redeeming the what?
Time.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Okay? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. If you turn over to Colossians chapter 4 and you drop down to verse 5, the Bible says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming, here it is again, the time. Redeeming the time. Hey, it is so sad that so many of us waste time. Waste time. God's command is real simple. It's redeem the time. You say, what does that mean? Well, if you can't figure it out, it means use it, all right? It make use of it. Make use of the time that you've got. Now, I don't know how much time I have in this life. You don't know how much time you have in this life. You need to make sure you do your best to use the time God gives you. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about this more than any other time is when I'm sitting in a funeral. I'm sitting in a funeral. And especially if somebody is younger. The funeral's for a younger individual, and I think about, man, don't know how much time we have. What are we doing with the time that we've got? Same token, I've sat at the funeral. I've participated in the funeral, had a part in the funeral for some people that, as I thought of them, my first comment was, or they wasted their life. They wasted their life. They had an opportunity to do something for God. Hey, there's people I knew. I knew as teenagers and sometimes friends with people. And they went through their life. They had ability. They made testimony that God called them on their life. They wasted it. They wasted it. Brother Dunbar talking about this friend of his for 20 years. For 20 years, that man's wasted his time. All those 20 years of his life wasted. Wasted. What he could have done, what he should have done, wasted, wasted it. And man, I think about people like that. And so many people I know, I've known preachers that they served the Lord for a while and they quit and they wasted the rest of their life. I've known Christians did the same thing. Man, God used them, in a good way and in a great way. But all of a sudden something happened. They made a decision, said, I'm done, and wasted the rest of their life, okay? Wasted the rest of their life. Man, think about the time you waste. We waste, think of this, I think we waste time that we ought to use and we ought to spend loving our family.
Amen.
Loving our family, we waste that time. I won't tell you, you got kids, you're raising kids, you got grandkids that come by, whatever, enjoy it. enjoy it, all right? Enjoy that time. Man, they're going to be grown. I'll every now and then glance at a picture of one of my kids when they were little, and I think, what happened to that kid? Yeah. Well, they grew up, they're grown. Yeah. Because that time, it's gone. Don't lose it. Don't waste that time you could spend telling your kid, run along. You know, nowadays it's, I'm busy. I can't get off of this.
Right.
Hey, don't waste time you ought to spend loving your family, okay? Don't do that. Spend that time. Let them know. Just enjoy it. Spend the time that you can with them. They're young. Enjoy that time.
Amen.
Enjoy that time. The day will come, maybe they won't want to spend time with you.
That's right.
If they want to spend time with you, you better take advantage of it, okay?
Amen.
You better just take advantage of it and enjoy being with them. Don't let that time go, all right? Even necessary, if you have to, if you're just such a busy individual, schedule some time for them, all right?
Amen.
You say, well, I live by schedule. Well, bless God, schedule some time for them.
Amen.
Put them in there in that schedule. I've told people, before I got married, I was working in the church and Christian school. I didn't care how many hours I spent working. It didn't bother me. I didn't care a bit, because the only thing I'm doing is serving God, and got me, and I just wanted to spend all the time I could. There were times, man, I spent time with the kids at school. One time we had a ping pong tournament. We didn't get home till after midnight. That was fine, though. I was single. It didn't matter. I'm glad their parents trusted me. Because that was in the day before cell phones, all right? And I couldn't call and tell them, well, we got hung up in this ping pong tournament. And hey, if your kids wouldn't quit winning, we could come home, all right? But they kept winning, so we stayed. And boy, it was late. But hey, I got married. I pulled back a little bit because I didn't want to not spend time with my wife. So I eased back just a little bit. Said, I won't spend that time with my wife. Hey, when we had kids, I won't spend time with them. You said, well, is the work of God important? Yes. But I'll be honest with you, I'm a little like Gary Way. Brother Way, we supported. And I'd never voiced it till I heard him say it. And I thought, you know, I think I agree with you. He said, let the world go to hell. I'm not going to let my kids go.
Amen.
I'm going to spend some time with it. I'm going to spend some time with it. And you ought to do it. Hey, take some time. Spend some time loving your family.
Amen.
Spend that time. Don't waste that time. We waste time. I'll tell you, we waste time that we could spend helping ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Helping ourselves. Hey, what is it you lack in life? You say, well, I wish I was this. Well, are you trying to, instead of wasting the time that we do, spend that time helping yourself.
Right.
Turn stupid TV off.
Amen.
Open up a book and read it. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Well, I watch TV. Well, educate yourself to the truth. It ain't going to be on TV, all right? I mean, it's just not going to be there, all right? Just not going to be there. Spend that time helping yourself. Educate yourself. Bettering yourself, all right? Bettering yourself. Now, I'm fixing to regret what I'm fixing to say. I know it. I know it's coming. But exercise. I'm surprised my wife's not standing up yelling, praise God, amen, all right? Because I'm going to have to hear about this sermon, I know, all right? But exercise a little bit. We get locked into things and we waste time we could spend, hey, helping ourselves. Helping ourselves mentally. Read. Exercise your mind. Keep your mind occupied. If you're staring at that TV screen, you're not exercising your mind. You're not exercising your mind. You're just there, taking it in. I encourage you. Take that time. Don't waste all that time, but help yourself. Inform yourself. Educate yourself. Get a little exercise to improve yourself, all right? All of these things, man, they'd do you some good. Now, some of you sitting there looking at me like you ain't enjoying this part of the sermon. I can stay here longer if I need to, all right? But, I mean, we need to do it, all right? Don't waste that time. Don't waste that time. Hey, don't waste the time you could spend serving God. Don't waste the time you could spend serving the Lord. Just be willing to use it. You know what we usually give God? Whatever's left over. Whatever's left over. Years ago, I went to a mission conference up at Windsor Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City when Brother Vineyard was there, and they were having a mission conference. And I thought, I'm going to go and listen. And they had a skit. They had a Sunday school department did this skit, and they used a cake to illustrate, all right, to illustrate what people do. And they cut that cake up, and they said, we're going to use that for this and use that for this and use that for this. And when they got through, there was crumbs, and they said, we'll give that to God. We'll give that to God. I'll be honest with you, that's normally what we wind up giving God when it comes to time, is whatever's left over. Whatever's left over. Lord, I'm going to squeeze you in, all right, because I've got all this other stuff that I'm taking my time. We waste it. We waste it. And it's the easiest thing in the world to do is to waste time. Waste time. Can I tell you this? And I should have mentioned it about helping yourself. It's a good thing every now and then just sit down and think. Just to think. And consider yourself. Consider your life. Right. Ponder some things.
Amen.
Make some decisions. But think about it. Just use your mind, all right? Think. Do that. Hey, we waste time. Not only do we waste time, look in Luke chapter 16, would you? Luke chapter 16. We're so guilty of this kind of thing. So many people do it. Luke chapter 16, verse 1. Luke 16, verse 1. The Bible said, and he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Now listen, the Bible picture for you and me is stewards.
Right.
We are stewards.
Right.
We're stewards of the things of God.
Right.
God has entrusted us with some things, all right? He's entrusted us. God gives different people different abilities. Now, usually the word we use, if we don't use the word ability, we use the word talent. But the problem with using the word talent is this. We think, I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, I don't have any talent. That's not all the talent in the world. That is not all the talent. God gives different people different abilities, all right? In Matthew chapter 25, the Bible refers to those things as talents that he's given to every man, and as the Bible said, according to his ability. Now, you've been given talents. You've been given abilities. You've been given that. This morning, I asked who plays an instrument, you know. Nobody in church, except Miss Linda, Miss Noble, myself, you know, who plays the guitar, Brother Mary, and he plays around, you know. Mrs. Dunbar, she wasn't in here. She was in the nursery, all right? But everybody else sits there. Maybe what I should have said is how many of you have played an instrument? Because in most churches, there's people sitting in church that played in the band for years. Played in the band at school for years. Their parents invested the time. They listened to them practice. Okay, and they went through all of that, you know. They listened to all that practice time, and they invested the money into an instrument and either bought it or rented it, and they've had that, and it was there. They graduated from high school, never touched it again.
Right.
What a shame.
Amen.
What a shame. We don't use our talents for God. Listen, God gives us different kinds of talents. Everything is not musical, all right? What about abilities? What ability has God entrusted with you? What kind of abilities do you have? Listen, I'll be honest with you. If it's in the bus ministry, it's amazing how many abilities God can use in the bus ministry. If you can really wiggle your ears, that's a plus in the bus ministry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said, do what? Oh, yeah. Because kids are fascinated by that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are fascinated by that kind of thing. It's amazing. If you've got abilities, you know, maybe you've got an ability to do a little simple magic trick that's real. You know, my magic trick, here it is. Now watch close. What? Are you watching? All right, there it is. Moved it from this hand to this. Did you catch that?
Amen.
You got to watch quick, all right? Hey, you say, man, stupid. Wait a minute. I'm just telling you, you'd be amazed at what you could use. Just a little bit. Hey, maybe God gave you a personality. A personality that is a plus that you can use for Him. You can use. So many people are quick to say, I have no abilities. I have no ability. Well, wait a minute. Now, musical ability. Have you got any kind of music? Can you sing? All right. Can you carry a tune? Hey, can you teach Sunday school class? Could you develop that ability? Remember what I said to you about reading? I've been teaching Sunday school for, Jiminy Cricket, 50, at least 50, 52 years probably. At least that many years. I've been teaching Sunday school that long. All right. Now, so I know everything there is to know about teaching Sunday school. No, I don't. I still read books about teaching. Why? Because somebody may know something I don't know and I want to pick it up. I want to improve that ability. Hey, maybe you can teach Sunday school class, all right? Maybe you can do that. Maybe you can take care of babies. What a talent. What a talent. Listen, if you can handle them just right, you know when to pop them and when to pat them, okay? You know the difference? My version is you pop them and pop them and then see if patting them works. No. I'm not good, you know, I'm not good but some people are gifted. Man, they're gifted. You can take a child, and I watch ladies, they'll take them and lay them across their legs and bounce them up and down, the little kid on their stomach, and that kid will quit crying. I take them, swing around by one leg, and they keep crying. It doesn't matter what I do, all right? But some people are gifted. You can take care of babies. Wonderful. What a wonderful ability. Use it for God. Use it for God. You say, well, I can decorate. Wonderful.
Amen.
Use it for God.
Right.
Use it for God. You know what it is to be hospitable?
Amen.
You got that gift of hospitality? Bless God, can you open a door?
Amen. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, anything you've got, any kind, you can use it for the Lord.
Right.
Can you smile?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you just say, howdy.
Yeah.
Howdy. Very simple. Those aren't hard things. Those aren't hard things. You know, I still occasionally go into Walmart and there's somebody there that greets me. And used to, it was always somebody there that did it, but now it's just occasionally there's somebody there. And they'll speak, and they've been hired to do that, and I may be hired to watch people and say, that guy looks like a crook. Keep an eye on him. I don't know. But a little hospitality, it goes a long way. Goes a long way. Hey, I'm just saying, whatever talent you've got, are you using it for God or are you wasting it? Are you just sitting on it? Maybe you're that person that you can take care of details. Man, I'm a detail-oriented person. And I can handle that. Good. Good. I just got a question. Are you wasting your talent? Or are you using it? Are you using your talent? Are you developing it? Are you developing that talent? Whatever it is. Do you work to develop it? You work, man, and that's what I'm talking about. Read, develop your talent, develop your, talk to somebody else. I've been preaching for a long time, but when I go and listen to somebody else preach, I listen carefully and I watch that individual preach because I might pick up something that would help me.
Right.
Might pick up something to help me. I still read books about preaching. There are some. There are some that are lousy, but there are some that are good, all right? So I still do it. Why? Because I want to hone that talent for God.
Amen.
I don't want to ever get to the point where I say, well, I'm at the pinnacle, could never do anything any better, and I know everything there is to know about it. I don't. Don't. How about you? What are you doing with your talent? What are you doing? Well, I don't have any. Well, maybe that's the thing you ought to do. You ought to figure out what your talent is.
That's right.
Because you've got something. God didn't put you here with no ability whatsoever. Now, you may have got the point you've overlooked it. You've thought, well, it's not what somebody else. No, listen, God didn't want you to be somebody else. He wanted you to be you. Develop what you have. Don't waste your talent. Don't waste your talent. All right? Don't do that. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your talent. And now, Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, we read that a while ago. Verse 13 says that prodigal son, that younger son, he wasted his substance with riotous living. Go with me to the Old Testament, if you would, to the book of Haggai. That little minor prophet, Haggai, okay? I know it's here. I saw it earlier today. But I just got to find it. Haggai, okay? All right, Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1, if you will. Notice verse 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Right. Now, you should have known we would get here, all right? Your time, your talent, and your treasure. What are you doing with that treasure? Prodigal son, that younger son, went to his dad and said, I want my inheritance. He got it, but the Bible said he wasted what he got. He blew it. Wound up with nothing to show for what he was given. Now, maybe the modern version of that is wine, women, and song or something like that, but he wasted it somehow. It's gone, all right? We live in a day where there are multitudes of people going weekly buying lottery tickets, hoping to hit it big in the lottery. And every now and then we hear of one winning what we would consider life-changing amounts of money. You know, a couple thousand dollars. No, life-changing amounts of money, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, multiplied millions of dollars. But have you ever traced down and read of the stories of how many of those people got it and wasted it? They went through millions of dollars just like that. In a heartbeat, man. Heartbeat is gone. It's gone. And to the extent you go, how could you spend that much money that fast? Man, just wasted it. Just wasted it. I know people. I'm personally, it is my opinion that I know some folks, if you were to lay $1 million on them in 2 years, they'd have nothing to show for it. Right. Yep. I believe that with all. You say, why do you think that? Because I've watched what they do with money. Amen. I've watched what they do with money. Right. They're as bad as a kid. Oh, yeah. As bad as a kid. Hey, did you ever take a kid to the circus? Or did you ever go to the circus when you were a kid? Or as an adult? You know, I've gone and looked, and I've been amazed at how much junk they offer for sale.
Yes, sir.
It's mind-boggling. Just the junk that's offered for sale. And everybody, you know, it's amazing to me, first of all, that they can sell it.
Yes, sir.
But they can sell it because there's a kid there tugging on dad's leg or mom's skirt. Well, not today, it's mom's pants leg. In days gone by, it's mom's skirts, what it ought to be. But, hey, they're pulling on that, dragging on that, and they can't tell their child no. And boy, they're spending money. Well, we were coming back from the funeral for my wife's aunt. We stopped at Bucky's over around Dallas, another side of Dallas. We stopped there and went in the store, and because they got clean restrooms. And so we went in there and came out, and I ran into Brother Brock. Brother Brock pastors a church in Breckenridge. And he was in there, and he had some kids with him. They were on the way back from youth camp. This was late Friday afternoon. They were on the way back from youth camp. And there were some kids that came up to him, and they were telling him, hey, you know, we're trying to buy this, and but it's cost this much, and we don't have that much. I've only got this much. And basically what they're doing is hitting him up, would you give us some money?
Right.
I said, you know what, kids? It's okay if you go home from camp and have money left over.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, your parents will probably pass out, but you'll be able to revive them, okay? You'll be able to revive them. But that's their mentality. If you got it, we got to spend this thing, all right? And people go through money like nobody's business. We don't have any idea what the inheritance was to that younger son in Luke 15, but what we do know is it didn't take him very long. It was gone.
Right.
He spent all. He wasted it, the Bible said. Now, I'm going to say this to you. God's blessed you with some treasure. The question is, what have you done with it? What have you done with that treasure? What have you got to show for it? What have you got to show for it? If you say, well, preacher, what do you got to show for it? Nothing, but I got a lot coming to me.
Amen.
Because I've invested it.
There you go. Amen.
Stocks and bonds, not so much. Now, I'm not against you investing money. Please, don't think that. But I've invested mine in heaven.
Amen.
Invested mine in the things of God. We used to have evangelist Jerry Lewis come here. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lewis, a good friend, and he was well known for giving away what he got.
Right.
Well known for giving away what he got. I mean, he just, when he died very suddenly, and when he died, he didn't have a lot of this world's goods.
Nope.
But I tell you what he did have. There was a packed church.
Amen.
At his funeral. Packed church at his funeral. Because he had invested himself in people. And he had been generous to that. And many of them thought enough of him. They drove miles and miles and miles to get there. To get there to be at that funeral. Why? Because of what he did with his treasure.
Right.
What he did with his treasure. You ever think who's going to show up at your funeral? Who's going to show up at yours, you know? The preacher and your stockbroker? Or excuse me, the preacher and the portfolio manager.
Yeah, there you go.
No, the portfolio manager is not going to show up either. Stockbroker's not going to show up because you're gone. You can't do anything for them anymore, all right? They're done. They can't make a dime off you anything.
Right.
There's a very well-known quote that says, he is a fool who will not give what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. You know, I'm telling you, God blesses us with treasure. God blesses us with treasure. I am not against, I'm going to say this very firmly, I'm not against you at any point investing money and trying to build to take care of you in retirement. I'm not. That's a good thing, all right? I've invested in mine, and when it comes to that time, it's going to be Larry or Lance. Which one of you are lucky enough to get me, all right? You know, you're the ones that's going to be my retirement. You know, I've already talked. I was talking to my son-in-law, Ben, and I said, y'all need to get rid of that two-story house y'all have got because I ain't going to be able to climb them stairs when I come to live with you. And he said, no, you misunderstood. That's why Lance and Heidi moved back to Fort Worth, all right? He said, they're here to deal with that. Hey, look, I'm not against you saving and having a retirement, something to take care of you in those years. But wait a minute. Boy, what a shame for you not to take of that treasure and put it to work for God. What a shame to waste it. And we waste so much of it. It is easy to waste money. It is so easy to waste money. We spend it on stuff that we think we just absolutely have to have. And then a year, maybe later, maybe it doesn't take that long, it's out there on your driveway in the garage sale. That thing you thought you couldn't live without, there it is. We're guilty of those kind of things. I've had to work on me hard and heavy about that kind of thing. Because I think, boy, it'd be great to have that. And it was wonderful to have it. I just never used it. But it sure was comforting to have it. I'd sleep with it in the bed. Just, no, I didn't do that. But I might as well have done that. I didn't do anything else with it, all right? And you know, I just, we've got to learn not to waste our resources. And take it. I'm in favor of investing for the future. But boy, I'm in favor of investing for the Lord. I'm in favor of that, you know. Every now and then I preach on giving and I talk to you about it. I want us to be a giving people.
Amen.
Want us to be a giving people. But because I'm convinced it's what we send ahead that we're going to enjoy through eternity.
Oh, yes.
That's what it's going to be. Some people spend a lifetime working and working hard and saving up, and dying. And they never spend it and they leave it all here.
That's right.
Leave it all here for their kids to fight over. You know, and to fuss about. Man, my kid's not going to have any of that to fight over and fuss about. there's not going to be anything left. I mean, it won't. I'm gone, my wife, she's going to have the wonderful job of going through my junk, all right, and getting rid of it. Now, some of it is great treasure. The only thing is, the only person that thought that died, me, all right, you know. And, hey, what are you investing? What are you doing? What are you doing with your time? Are you wasting it? Are you wasting it? What are you doing with your talent? Have you used it? Are you still developing it? Hey, listen, I'm 67 years old, but I'm still working to develop whatever talent God's given. I don't want to just say, oh, that's the best I can do. No. I want to invest that. I want to improve it. Don't want to waste it. Same with the treasure. God gives you treasure. What are you doing with it, all right? Are you wasting it? Wasting it? Just got to have this or just got to have that. You know, you're like, like Imelda Marcos. Got, what, thousands of pairs of shoes. And by the way, you ladies think we always do it. I've known guys just as bad. Just as bad, man. They'd have a closet full of shoes. A closet full of shoes. You know, I've found that you can only wear one pair at a time. That's all. So what are we doing, all right? Are you wasting the treasure God gives you? Are you taking care of it? I just want you to think about it tonight, would you? What about it? What about your time? Are you using it? Are you using it wisely? Are you wasting a lot of it? I'm not saying you ought to never rest. You need rest. But you don't need to rest 23 hours a day. Use your time. Use it wisely. Hey, you can use some of it on Thursday night. Come go with us. Just come go with us. Invest that. Use it. Use your talent. Work on it. Improve it. Look for it if you haven't figured out what it is, all right? Look for it. Not only that, your treasure. Don't waste it. Heavenly Father, I pray you to help us tonight. Help us to really just examine our own heart and our own life. Just to take a look and see, am I wasting what you've blessed me with? Am I just frittering it away? Am I taking it and using it wisely? Am I developing what you've given? Am I using it in a wise way? Or do I use my time to serve you? Or do I waste it? Do you use my talent? Or is it just something that's been let go? And Lord, my treasure, all the things of this world that I think I can't live without, Lord, help me not to waste that treasure. Lord, help us to make sure we take a look at ourselves. As Haggai said, consider your ways. Help us to do that, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.